Chapter 9. The Right Word. As Dave sat down at a lunch table with his friends, he couldn't get the grin off his face. He was having so much fun, he could hardly chew his first bite of grilled cheese. And he didn't like chewing right now, because chewing made noise, and when he munched, he couldn't hear the silence. The silence! Dave thought it was amazing. And watching Mrs. Hyatt try to figure out what was going on, that was amazing too. It was like they had trapped her in a force field, and she couldn't get out of it because the silence filled the cafeteria. Dave looked around, and he saw the same amazement on the faces of some other kids. They were all thinking about the same thing, together. Then suddenly, "Hey, give it back!" There was a gasp as every boy and girl in the room sucked in a breath, and all heads turned to see where those words had come from. And there, at the ice cream freezer, Ed Kesey had one hand over his mouth, while his other hand reached for a cherry popsicle that Brian Del Greco had grabbed. Dave swung around and looked at Lindsay. Lindsay knew a lot of kids were watching her, but she pretended not to notice. She slowly reached into her back pocket, slowly pulled out a pen and a small red notebook, slowly opened the cover, and slowly made four little marks on the first page. As she flipped the notebook shut, Lindsay looked right at Dave and gave him a big smile. Just like that, and the girls were ahead by 4 points. But Dave wasn't worried. The contest had barely begun. There were 2 whole days to go. Dave was absolutely sure that the next 48 hours were going to be very interesting. And he thought, is that the right word? How about fascinating? No, more like exciting. Yeah, exciting. Then Dave happened to glance at Mrs. Hyatt, and he could tell from the look on the principal's face that she had been watching everything. The way Ed had shouted those words and then covered his mouth. The way all the other kids had reacted. The way Lindsay had marked her notebook. And at that exact moment, the principal turned and locked eyes with Dave. She stared right at him, with her eyebrows all bunched up in a puzzled knot. Dave quickly looked down at his lunch tray, and as he did, a new word popped into his mind. And he was pretty sure this one was also going to be a good word to describe the next few days. Dangerous.